Lynn Nicholson, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Julia.
You are a true warrior on the Fort Wayne music scene. Now, you and your comrades have been laid low with this social distancing that we face. Before we get to any of that, a word on your musical passion, Lynn. When and where did it grab you and hook you?
I grew up in kind of a musical house. My brother played drums, piano, mom played piano, and so I was down there hammering on that thing at a pretty young age, as well as his drums. And then, you know, throughout middle school, high school, I was in concert band, jazz band, and drums was my primary passion growing up. Still is. And then in high school, started playing in, you know, garages and basements and other environments and had a good time with that and haven't stopped since.
You cut your teeth with Elephants in Mud. That was really quite a group. You lived that young and singles dream on the Northwest Coast. Now you're back home and you're settled. How has your musicality that we're talking about all evolved?
Starting out here with Elephants in Mud, that was like a band of brothers. You know, we learned a lot together and learned what it meant to be successful. We reached a lot of ears and made a lot of people happy, which is all we wanted to do. Then I moved out west to Oregon with my now wife, and out there I played in lots of different projects, just kind of freelance, if you will. Really learned a lot about being a professional musician, and I was managing a drum shop out there too, so really dove into my craft. And fast forward to moving back home, I tried to take as much of that I gained out there back home with me. And I played in so many projects when I did some soul searching as to, well, what do I want to do here? It was right around the time when John Swain also moved back, and we were both kind of in the same boat. We just wanted to have a good time, play together because we enjoyed playing music with each other. With Elephants in Mud, we both always had this knack for string music too. And as of late, especially out in the Northwest, you know, bluegrass, newgrass, and a lot of the newer folk styles are really popular out there. We both had that fever and we saw a need for it here in town. And man, from the first practice, cheeks hurt from smiling too much because it was so much fun. You know, having so much fun, I even started singing. And things have just been really fun and really validating every step of the way as far as the reaction we're getting from people, the fun we continue to have, the collaborations and the partnerships that we're pursuing with it. String music, there's an authenticity, I feel like, to it, and there's kind of an intimacy to it that I really, really enjoy.
Exactly what you're describing is a wonderful road that you guys are on. And most of the musicians in Fort Wayne have a second job or a day job, if you will. Mm-hmm. I know you do. But meanwhile, and musically, what does your day and week and month kind of consist of?
So yeah, I do have the day jobs, plural. I enjoy those, but I enjoy nothing more than when I get home, picking up a mandolin or a guitar, or whatever instrument is readily available, and playing for my own sanity. You know, most importantly is playing for the passion. And then, you know, I try to carve out time to be creative, to write. I'm trying to become a little better of a songwriter. And then, of course, just practicing. I mean, trying to get my speed up and my chops up on the mandolin is no small task. Mm-mm. And when you're trying to keep up with John Swain on solos, you've got your work cut out for you. So
I hear he says the same thing about you, but you put you together. And yeah, it really is in your blood and it really is in your daily dose of life.
Yeah. So I just try to stay immersed in it. And whether I'm playing it or listening to it and looking for inspiration. And then, of course, the business side of booking shows and trying to make good events that are going to bring the people out and something that people can get excited about, something we can get excited about, and not just run through the motions of, okay, another show this week and another show this week here and burning yourself out. You know, that's something we've ended up in those dead ends with projects where we're burnt out and not having fun anymore. So this project is all about, with lessons learned, let's put the best foot forward and make the best of this and do it for the right reasons.
It's a great game plan, and you got it all going on. So then that coronavirus pandemic, no one saw it coming. No one could guess the impact. From that same musician's perspective now, Lynn, what's it doing to your world?
It is a game changer, and not the good kind. We were about a year in with Debutantes. Our first show was last March. And so I'm really proud of the progress we made and the shows that we did play, and just the momentum that we gathered. And then, yeah, like you said, out of nowhere, this coronavirus comes in, and all of a sudden it's, well, should we cancel this gig coming up? And that was for last Friday, the 13th, at the Brass Rail. We realized pretty quick that we needed to, and then we realized pretty quick that a lot more gigs are now on the chopping block. For safety's sake, the social distancing thing is a real thing that we all need to adhere to for the safety of others and for the safety of ourselves. So we're not trying to be foolish about that. And, you know, bands play shows, so it seems like, well, what are we going to do if we can't play shows at places?
Okay, so what can you do, Lynn?
Sure. You know, with this lovely technology that we have, that night when the Brass Rail show got canceled, I said to the bandmates, just come over, let's hang out, we'll have a rehearsal, maybe we could do a live stream. And so we did. We had done that before, just kind of testing the waters, because it's good to have videos of your music so people can watch you and listen to you. So we did a live stream. It was about an hour long, and by the time I pressed stop on the camera, I noticed there was already 1,500 views. And I think Brass Rail capacity is maybe 250, maybe 300. So I realized, well, we're not totally screwed here. We have some options for getting in the ears of others. And, you know, even more than that was the response of people saying, thank you, you know, I needed this, needed to get out of my head, and people were really grateful for the entertainment. So we figured out we were onto something, as did, you know, many other artists out there, because you're starting to see these live streams pop up by necessity, of course. So we decided to run with that, and now we're going to keep doing the live streams and try to get in people's ears any way we can and get them out of their heads and provide some entertainment for them.
There are many of these going on. I'm happy that you were there early. I'm happy that you're bringing your music and sharing this way. And I do believe that the popular consensus has the name of your concert as probably the most popular, and that would be Quarantunes.
Yeah, Friday Night Quarantunes.
Who came up with the name?
Yeah, I got invited to this group on Facebook that was for artists to post their live streams. And someone said in the comment, thanks for the Quarantunes. And I asked their permission. I said, can I steal that? Because that's brilliant. And they gave me permission.
Good for you. And yeah, I know you're going to do it proud. And you're saying this is going to be about an hour?
Yeah, typically about an hour. We'll try to stretch it out as much as we can, but we'll give you at least an hour.
And so what does your audience have to do?
Not much. If you follow us on Facebook or just go to our Facebook page, search for Debutantes. And I don't even think you need to have a Facebook account to find it. But if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see there's an event already for it, and we will be posting the link in that event as well as on our page in a post. So you won't be able to miss it, and you can tune in live. We're planning on doing it right around 9 p.m. Or if you miss it, it will remain up there. So, for instance, the one we did last Friday is still up there, and I think it's up to like 5,000 views last time I checked it, too.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you.
Yeah, so people are definitely home and in need of something to watch, and, you know, we're all on our phones, on our computers, so rather than looking at worrisome stuff, we're trying to give you something that is some of the good stuff out there. So.
What a grand idea. Now, will there be more of these on the horizon, especially as long as the quarantine or the distancing continues?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to do whatever we can. And, you know, even more, like I said, there's already a lot of these out there. So we want to try to get out of the box with it and make it something even more creative so people don't think, oh, just another live stream. Okay. There's some tricks up the sleeve that we'll be pulling out, and there's some gears turning because we like to make events and productions something a little more special than just a run-of-the-mill show.
So. Not unlike your live shows.
Yeah.
It certainly sounds like it's going to be something really, really special. And going forward, well, you're going to be able to pick up and carry on the live gig circuit, of course. Meanwhile, what can folks do to show their support of all of you musicians?
You know, some musicians have merch. Some of them have recorded albums. We're hoping this period will allow us to finish a recording so we can get that out there as well. But reach out to them and let them know what you want, or ask them what they have. Just letting them know that your ears, when they're ready to play something, or, you know, maybe they're a visual artist, or even our culinary people out there, you know, all different culture creators, I think, need support right now for people that are dependent on events and the public. Just kind of listen at what they're offering, and if you don't see much, reach out maybe and say, hey, when can we expect your live stream? Or, hey, you know, got any shirts left? Or, you know, whatever it is, let them know that you're ready for it.
All very good suggestions, Lynn, and good for you. And it seems it would be safe to say that once we're back on track and past all of this, music's going to be bigger and better and bolder and liver than ever before.
I think so. You take something away from somebody and they realize what they had. I know me personally, I can't wait to be standing in a group of people in the audience or on stage to enjoy some live music again. But lucky for us, we live in a period where we can enjoy it from home for this time being. And like I said, get a little creative with new ways to do that.
That's all brilliant, Lynn. And last question, what do you want to say to all of our listeners, the fellow musicians, fellow music lovers out there on the Fort Wayne music scene? just a word of hope and encouragement to carry with them through this challenge?
I say, you know, hold tight and stick to the good stuff. Stick to family and friends and good food and support your artists. And if you're an artist or a creative, now's the time to get creative. So get to work.
Lynn Nicholson is co-founder of Debutantes and their upcoming Friday Night Quarantunes concerts. Lynn, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. It's a grand one. Now keep the faith and do carry it on.
Thank you, Julia.
I bit off more than I could chew. Seemed like something I was just supposed to. That race was on and I knew I would lose my mind if I got up and left behind and I missed my train here. I figured all that getting old, well, it happened down the road much later than this. But I surely wouldn't miss. No, I'd buy the ticket and take the ride, enjoy the glory. But you can't go back and change a thing. You change everything it takes to be here. Slow day by day, you try not to be scared. No. Well, time takes its toll on the body. Damn sure messes with your mind. You're here today and then you're gone, just wondering what the hell's wrong. That sun was shining the whole time. Too much of bitching and complaining and worrying about everything. But right now you're only happy in the past, and the good times will never last. You're feeling inadequate somehow, but you can't go back and change a thing. No, you change everything it takes to be here. You can't go on and know the way. You take it slow and day by day, but try not to be scared. You can't go back and change a thing. No, you change everything it takes to be here. You take it slow and day by day, you try not to be scared. Try not to be scared. take it slow and day by day you try not to be scared. No, you can't go back and change a thing, but you change everything it takes to be here. No, you can't go on and know the way, you take it slow and day by day you try not to be scared. You try not to be scared. You try not to be scared. As hard as it is, you try not to be scared.